somewhere between the rice-a-roni and my tender-roni of podcast bass players. And wow, is that Millie Bobby Brown growing up. Tenderoni. Bonjour, amigos. Bienvenido, secret friends. Of course, that's Fish B to my left. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty. Around here somewhere, parts unknown, but she can't have gone far. I simply don't have the square footage. There's going to be a grand apology in just a moment. But first, I had a very unusual thing happen on Saturday. And I live in a place where unusual things happen all the time. The best little housing project in Spokolo. It's like a vertical trailer park. But I'm minding my business. Gladys and I just trying to recover, just trying to feel better. Doing what we do this time of year, and we're watching March Madness on Saturday. And suddenly we start to hear all this commotion in the hallway because these walls are paper thin. In fact, to all my neighbors that are enjoying the podcast as I record it, what up? So I start to hear all this commotion in the hallway. It seems like a lot is going on, enough that it piques my ears. And then it keeps getting closer and closer and closer. Until finally, there's a very official sounding knock on my door. Not like a friendly knock, like the kind of knock that a police officer gives. Like the kind of knock someone serving you court papers gives. Not a friendly knock. Like, holy fuck. We're not expecting company because we've gone well over a year without expecting company. So I go over and I peek through the little eye hole. And who's out there? Like lots and lots and lots of fire department staff and fucking EMTs. So I open the door. I'm like, hello, how can I help you? They're like, is someone in this apartment overdosing right now? We got a call. Like, it's just my cat and I. Super Gladys Wonder Kitty watching basketball. It's just us. I can assure you there's no one ODing in my apartment. And they're like, are you sure? We got a call from your father upstairs who said that someone was ODing in this apartment. My father upstairs in the vertical trailer park? A, my dad doesn't live here. B, my dad's not calling anybody. I'm 48 years old. In the history of my life, do you know how many times my dad has called me? You know how many times I've gone to the phone and it's been my dad? In my entire life. Zero. None. So I find it highly unlikely that my father upstairs, who doesn't live here, is involved. Unless, of course, by father upstairs, they're talking about our Lord and Savior and inventor of cheese and rice, Jesus Christ. What on earth? My father upstairs? The Lord? On this holy weekend, the Lord has sent you? I'm fine. So they laugh. They didn't come in. And then like 5 minutes later, more commotion. Another very official knock on my door. like, what the fuck is it? Is it the FBI? What is it this for? Is there a search warrant? It's the fire department and the EMTs again. Just wanted to double, triple check. Are you sure? Because your dad seemed pretty sure. Your father was adamant. The Lord? That's sweet that so concerned about little old me, but... And these things are especially strange for me. Because I haven't brought this up in a long time, but it's just an unfortunate fact. On any given day, not only am I constantly second-guessing where is reality and how close am I to it, I also had a situation a few years ago that was really fucked up, and I was in the hospital and I almost died, and I was playing with God and I should have been playing with God. And then there's a point during this hospital stay where there was a lot of commotion. I'm like, oh fuck, like here we go, like that was the moment, like that was the end. And I remember them wheeling me away. But I don't remember them wheeling me back to the room. Which creates a very curious, disturbing, upsetting thought at times. Am I a literal ghost, or B, maybe I did play with God when I shouldn't have been playing with God, and as a result, I'm trapped in between worlds. Not fully dead, yet not fully alive, which creates tremendous discomfort. And so when weird things happen, Fishby, like the fire department telling that my father called, like my dad, it fucked with me, it did. All right, let's do Fishby's questions. Wubba wubba wubba, downtown Julie Brown and pale as fuck. It's me, Fishby. And what's your favorite one dish meal? And what's your highest bowling score ever? And brilliant question, today's category is animals. Fishby? I mean this in the nicest possible way, or maybe I don't. These are your worst questions ever. We haven't been podcasting lately. It seems like you had ample opportunity to write questions that are better than those. Favorite one dish meal, highest bowling score ever? It's irrelevant minutia. Both of them. Who fucking cares? Oh, you didn't think we would ever podcast again, so... What's the point busting your balls on these questions? I suppose that's fair. But what's my favorite one-dish meal? What's a question I can... I don't know, I'm going to sub that one out. Here's what I was thinking about. Here's what we can do together, Fishby. Our we in the category of something that people would call quote unquote podcast bros? I sure hope not. It's a term I was unfamiliar with. I was reading an article about some Stanford neuroscientist that I don't remember his name, and I certainly wouldn't be able to pronounce it correctly if I did. It's something like Andrew Grubman or Grubman. Again, forgive my ignorance. But I was reading this article about his podcast about neuroscience that's really caught fire. And the writer of the article was, you know, don't dismiss him. He's not just some podcast bro. I'm like, holy fuck. Are we podcast bros? Because I think they know, I think I know the crew they're talking about, Fishby. I think it's like Joe Rogan, who's actually very thoughtful for the most part. For the most part, you know? For the most part. Says crazy things sometimes, has crazy opinions sometimes, but, you know, we all, he's a human being. Adam Carolla, is he a podcast bro? I used to love Adam when he was on Loveline. Just loved him, but he was just a kid then. ESPN Pat McAfee, he's definitely a podcast bro, right? Podcast bro. Tucker Carlson, Jordan Peterson. Anyone who gets a paycheck from Barstool Sports, podcast bros. We're not in that, right? Like, please tell me I'm too thoughtful and too sensitive. Not alive enough. I mean, my dad's calling from upstairs. Sage advice. I hope we're not podcast bros. Maybe we are. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I really do hope that we're too thoughtful and too sensitive. Any term associated with masculinity like bro doesn't really apply to me. I'm like 51%, you know, 49% chick. And I mean that in the most curious way possible. But I am thoughtful and I am sensitive, goddammit. And what's my highest bowling score ever? I'll answer this one. I got over 200 one time. It might have been 212. But I've only been over 200 one time. Lots of strikes, lots of spares. I think maybe only one open frame the entire game. But I did take bowling at Washington State University, the only college class I had perfect attendance. Let's do today's brilliant question, which may not be brilliant. The category is animals. The question is, does the giraffe or the elephant or the water buffalo have the longest digestive tract? Yeah, Fishby's lost it. Who fucking cares? I'm punting. Who fucking cares? I have to guess? Then I'll guess giraffe. A giraffe's in digestive tract, 75 feet. An elephant, 80 feet. Water buffalo, 50 to 60 feet. So the correct answer reads is elephant, 80 feet. Humans, 25 to 30 feet. And because I know you're dying to know, donkeys, 30 to 50 feet. Koala bears, which are not bears, marsupials, I've confirmed them, 8 to 9 feet. But they're very tiny. They make Ewoks look big, koala bears. So, all right, Fishby. I don't know if we're back or not. I don't know if there'll be another knock on the door from the fire department and the EMTs because they got a frantic call from my father telling them they needed to get here set. We only have 15 minutes. Up by noon at the latest. I'd say every single weekday, but I should... Adios, Fishby!